In our previous year, we began a discussion about the subject of buying insurance and how, interestingly enough, the question of buying insurance, the Paiskim find the answer from our sugyas, from what Chazal were misakin for the wife from the ksuba. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Be'er Moshe, Chelek Ches, Simen Kuf Yud Ches. The Devar Tzina Rav here too addresses the question of buying life insurance policy, and he says, our Gemara is a raya how one may buy life insurance. As we explained in the beginning of our previous shiur, in reviewing the concept of ksubas b'nindikra, says the Devar Tzina Rav, if you think about ksubas b'nindikra, it's an incredible concept, because what ksubas b'nindikra is actually doing is going against the Hilchos Yerusha in the Torah. The Torah gives us Hilchos Yerusha, that when a father dies, his sons should inherit him all equally, unless there's a Bechor. And here Chazal said, no, we're going to institute Ksubas Ben Indichrin. And what Ksubas Ben Indichrin says is that each wife's sons will get her Ksuba. How could Chazal take Hilchos Yerusha and the Torah and just, so to speak, erase them? Shouldn't Chazal have taken the approach that a father should give a dowry to his daughter, and whatever will happen, will happen? Why did Chazal not follow that approach? Because, says the Devar Tzina Rav, a person is obligated to do and try to establish a situation that his children, and here we see not only his children, but even his grandchildren, will be taken care of. And not just say that I'm going to rely on bitachon. And then he says there's another Gemara that we learned here in Masechta Ksubos that we discussed actually in our Shiurim that also proved this point. The Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis says, HaMevazbez HaYivazbez Yoysu Mechoymish. The one should not give away more than 20% of his assets for Dvar Mitzvah for Tzedakah. And the reason is because he may lose his money, and if he spent all of it, he will not have a means to survive. He'll have to now collect Tzedakah himself. Let's think about this, says the Devar Tzina Rav. Chazal went out of the way and made a takana. Hiskinu be'usha. They made a takana and usha not to give away more than 20%. Now the question is, why shouldn't the person just rely on bitachon? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him what he needs. The answer is that as much as we have to have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as we have to have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still a person has to live in a normal fashion. And living in a normal fashion means having money available if you'll need it, and not giving away all your money. And the same, therefore, preparing oneself by buying insurance, says the Devar Tzina Rav, is the same. And he says, furthermore, even though when we learned the sugya of Mevazbez, Ayivazbez Yoyis Mechaymish, we quoted the Paiskim, quoted the Chavetz, it's really quoted already in the Shittim Kubetzes, and the Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Ahavas Chesed, Perek Yotes says this as well, that the din of Amvazbez, Ayivazbez, Yoyis Mechaymish is only while a person is alive, still the Paiskim say, therefore if a person writes in his tzavah that he wants to give away more than 20%, he may still say to Paiskim, a person should not give away all of his money to tzedakah. The Meiri in Masechet Ksubos, Daf Nun Amar Aleph, says as follows: Abu b'shas misasai, when a person is dying, afilam roitz lahagdish kol nechasov yagdish vein b'kach klom. A person could be magdish all of his nechasim, but says the Meiri, elam sheyesh lo bonim akroiv matzrichim lekach, he has family that need the money. Roy loy lematzis drachiv. He should be smart. Shloy lahav anachum hem biyois midai el b'mid b'ayinus. Don't give everything away if your family needs to be taken care for. And then the Deborah Tzina Rav quotes a tshuva from the Charles Achuvas Lechem Shloima, who was asked about buying insurance. And the question that was asked to the Lechem Shloima was with a different perspective. And that was, the Gemara many times says, Le'magdem inish perilnusei lenafshei. A person shouldn't do things that could be interpreted that he's trying to bring pranius, to bring bad on himself. So if somebody is buying life insurance, perhaps it's as if he's preparing himself for death. He says, and the Lechem Shloima says, that since the person's intention in buying the insurance is only for the welfare of his family, for his children and his wife, that's not considered magnum pronosei lenafshei. But he makes a very interesting observation. Nowhere in the tshuva is the Lechem Shloima concerned about the lack of bitachin. He's only worried about, is this considered magnum inish perinosoi lenafshei? So we clearly see that he didn't see any issue with purchasing insurance. Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shaos HaTshuvos Shevet Halevi Chelek Revi Simon Aleph also has a discussion about buying insurance. He is discussing two types of insurance policies. One is a life insurance policy, and the other is a type of policy apparently that was bought that when one will need to marry off his children, he'll have income from where to marry off his children. So he says, again, a discussion, is this considered a lack of bitachin? So he says, yes, if a person is in a very, very high madrega, maybe he could live a life where he need not, where he shouldn't do any hishtalish, and he could rely that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring in panasa. But he says, most people cannot honestly say that they're on that level of a tochen. This quotes the famous Gemara, Haba Osuk Rav Shimon ben Yochai. There were those that tried to live a life like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, where they didn't work, and they weren't successful. And therefore, he says, only people on a very, very high madrega have a right to live that way. Everyone else has to live a normal life. And he says, quotes the famous Gemara Masechet Yuma, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring the man only once a year. He brought the man every day. A person to inculcate in us the need to understand that Panasa is not simple. And therefore, if a person won't prepare himself properly, It'll be a tremendous burden on his family when he passes away. It'll be a burden on him when he needs to make a wedding and doesn't have the ability to do so. And certainly, therefore, he says, a person has a right to buy an insurance policy. Rav Avadya Yosef and the Shaila of Tshuvos Yechav Das Chela Gimel Simen Pei Hei also has a discussion about buying insurance, and he quotes a Medrash Shocher Toiv. The Medrash Shocher Toiv says as follows: Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, L'man Yivarech Hashem Elokecha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadecha Asher Ta'aseh, says the Medrash Yochel Yosef Batel. The Pasuk Kadosh Baruch says the Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless us. So we would think that a person should sit and do nothing. Tamaloimer b'chol asher tasa. Im oisa mizborech, if somebody does, or somebody works, he has bracha. Vim eina oisa eina mizborech. Says the bracha comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But even though the bracha comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has to come with oisa, with somebody doing something. And therefore, buying insurance is in the category of doing hishtavlus. And again, Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal recognizes this challenge of, on one hand, living with bitachon, one hand, chas v'shalom, never believing, koichi v'oitzim yadei, osli es achayel azeh. On the other hand, recognizing that a person has to do what he needs to do for panosa. And he brings a raya. He says, Tosfos in Masechet Bava Metzia, daf ayin amud beis, divrei maskil tashich, quotes the Rebbeinu Tam, that even though Chazal said that one should not lend money even to Akum with ribbis, because we shouldn't get accustomed to this, to ribbis, to interest. Mikamakim, says Tosfos, Nagu Akshav Lahakal Bazeh. People have become lenient and they do lend money to Akum with ribbis. And why? Because we live in times, this is a very Tosfos, a Rishon saying this, where it's difficult to make a panosa, and if we won't have this opportunity to make panosa, we may not be able to make it. And therefore, even though Chazal were concerned for Shema Yom of the Masav, this concern is overrides that. And that's the halacha, as Paskin the Shulchan Aruch Yeridei is Simin Kuf Nun Tes Sif Aleph, says Rav Avadya Yosef. But if there's a concept of bitachin, so we should have bitachin and not go against the Takanas Chazal. We see that Chazal were concerned, and he says another raya. He says Tosfos in Masechet Kedushin daf mem aleph amar aleph. A person should not marry off his daughter when she's a ktana, until she matures and says, I want this husband. But Tosfos says, Achshiv ono nogim lekadosh bnei seinu afil kishen ktanas. Our meaning is to marry off our daughters even when they're very young. And Tosfos continues, every day the golus gets more difficult. And if a person has the ability to marry off his daughter today, maybe the situation will change and he won't have that ability. So again, we see that because of the concern of Panosa, and even though we're supposed to have Betochen, it's not, we have to do what we have to do. And in fact, quotes, the pasuk says, "Ora geva sheyiftach ba'adam v'som basas roya u'min Hashem yosa libay." He says, a person who completely relies only on people for panasa, that is oror, that's closed, cursed. But if a person believes that all of his panasa comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he does whatever his shtadlus to get to that panasa, that is not a lack of bitachon. That actually is bitachon, recognizing that it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And however, Rav Avadya Yosef does make a number of caveats. One is that there are certain insurance policies, apparently, he says, that have a rider that if someone will die, Rachman Slan, in an accident, they should be allowed to do an autopsy to determine the cause of death and the circumstances of death. Says Rav Avadya Yosef, certainly even though he's allowing one to buy a life insurance policy, it doesn't mean that he could be, that it could be done in a way that will cause a violation of halacha, the halacha of that, the strong isser of the Tuchei Mesim of autopsies. Furthermore, Rav Avadya Yosef says there in the tshuva, the one has to be careful that the insurance policy do not violate any Hilchus Ribbis. The Divrei Yecheskel says a very interesting perspective. He says that why is it appropriate to buy insurance? He says, typically, the people who are invested in the insurance company are wealthy people, the owners of the insurance company. The wealthy people, the successful people. And by one putting his money in with them, what he's actually doing is he's investing with successful people. And by investing with successful people, people who obviously have good mazel, so he says, first of all, that's a skula that his investment will be a good investment. And because these people who own the insurance company will not, if something happens to him, it will obviously cause them a very serious outlay of funds. But they have a special hatzlacha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that they should have to lose the money. So it turns out, says the Divrei Yecheskel, that not only is it appropriate and allowed, as we've been learning in our shiur, to buy insurance, it's a skula for arichas yamim. It's a skula that a person will be healthy and live long and have hatzlacha in all of his mahalchim.